Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Here's what's happening today on Bagels and Blessings. You'll hear my pre-recorded interview with Deb Weiss. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the holiday of Purim today, based on the book of Esther. Now, some of you are familiar with that, some of you aren't. I will say to you that Purim is plural for Pur. Pur means a dice, a die. Like when you have a pair of dice, a single die is Pur, and a pair of dice would be Purim. And why is this important? Well, there was a bad man named Haman. That's where you go boo and stomp your feet. And he wanted to rid the land of the Jewish people. And when Haman, boo, rolled the dice or the Purim, it came on the 13th day of the Hebrew month Adar. And he had determined that that was the day that the Jewish people were going to be executed. And the beautiful Queen Esther saved the day. So you really need to read the book of Esther to get the whole story. But her cousin, or some say uncle, Mordecai, told her at one point, "Who knows that you have been chosen for such a time as this?" Well, Esther did, in fact, save the Jewish people from destruction. Haman, boo, and his family were hanged on the very gallows that he had built for the Jewish people. So I am going to play a few songs now about Purim. Here's Liberated Wailing Wall with Such a Time as This.
because he was the favorite of their father. His brothers wanted Joseph in the grave. They devised a plan, and a passing caravan took Joseph down to Egypt as a slave. But the God of Abram was with Joseph. From prison he was lifted high above. When the famine came, his brothers learned his name, and Joseph spoke to them with words of love.
For such a time as this, I lived through suffering. For such a time as this, I read through pain. Now God has raised me up and shown me his grace and power. And I'm here, and God has brought you near for such a time as this.
Esther was a Jewish girl in Persia. She found herself competing for the throne. Her beauty and her grace gained her the favored place, and Ahasuerus loved her as his own.
Yet there was a foe within the palace. His plot to kill the Jews was undeterred. But Mordechai had learned that Haman's anger burned, and sent a note to Esther with these words.
And redeem us for all of us that turned away from God. He would pay the price and be the sacrifice, the offering for sin that God required. Pain and sorrow almost overwhelmed him as the time drew near for him to die. Beneath the olive trees, with mournful cries and pleas, not my will but yours, they heard him cry. For such a time as this, I'll face the suffering. For such a time as this, I choose to die. Then God will raise me up and seat me at his right hand. For it's clear that God has brought me here for such a time as this.
Again, that was Liberated Wailing Wall. And this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. So I have a question for you. Have you ever done anything that was really scary? Well, imagine this. Esther hadn't seen the king in about a month. And she knew that you can't just approach him. He has to extend his scepter to you in order to give you permission to approach. But if he doesn't, you can be killed. Well, Esther knew she had to warn the king about Haman. Boo! And she came to him unannounced. She took a big chance. She could have been killed. But you know what happened? The king held out his scepter to her, and the rest is history. Here's a song I always like to play at this time of year. This is Elena Watson, Touch Me With Your Scepter.
Touch me with your scepter, Lord, and cool my roaming heart. Decree that I will be your heir. My every movement chart.
Again, that was Elena Watson, and I want to give you a little history lesson. Merv and Merla Watson are known as pioneers in the Messianic movement. They were some of the first people to write music. You might be familiar with the song, Awake, O Israel, Put Off Your Slumber, For the Truth Has Set You Free. That was written by Merv and Merla Watson, and Elena is their daughter. Very beautiful, beautiful song. Well, here's a word from one of my sponsors, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840 They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Right now, here's Michelle Gold, Esther's Prayer.
All of my life, I've been good. I dance the dance, pray the prayers that I should. Till bright as the sun, your love shined on me, opened the gates of destiny. Now no more to speak quietly, or not speak at all. You made me believe that I have been called for such a time as this. I cannot resist when I have been chosen with fearless devotion. The reason I exist for such a time as this, I don't want to miss this chance. I've been blessed with, my spirit is tested. Even if I die, I live for such a time as this. There is a time for everything, for birth and a time to die, for peace and time to fight. But if I am hindered or scared, who knows that my life might not be spared. Fear, don't you try to stop me now. Don't hold me still. Risking it all, I hear love's call. My life is fulfilled for such a time as this. I cannot resist when I have been chosen with fearless devotion. The reason I exist for such a time. With my spirit is tested. Even if I die, I live for such a time as this.
This is Michelle Gold, and you're listening to my favorite show, Bagels and Blessings.
That was a beautiful song from Michelle Gold. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I think we have time for another song. Many, many years ago, our youth group put on a wonderful Purim play, and my daughter got to play the part of Esther. And there was a scene in the play where she is praying about whether or not to go visit the king, and there are angels swarming around her, ministering to her as she's praying. And this was the song that they were playing during that scene. It's called Shimcha Kadosh, O Holy One, from Barry and Baya Siegel. In just a few minutes, you'll hear my interview with Jacob Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
So if you read the book of Esther, you'll see what happened. Esther ended up getting permission from the king to throw a couple of banquets, and she finally exposed Haman, to be a bad man who was trying to kill her people. Up to this point, the king didn't even know she was Jewish. And so the gallows that were built for Mordecai ended up being used for Haman, and his family. And so Purim is another holiday that can be described as, they attacked us, we won, let's eat. You know, there's a traditional food that we eat around this time. They're called hamantaschen, and they're these pastry-filled cookies, and they have three sides to them, like triangles. They kind of look like the hat that Haman, the hat that he wore. And these are pastry-filled cookies. They're filled with dates, figs, prunes, and people eat them around this time. And often people dress up with costumes, and they have carnivals and other types of candy. And it's a very festive time because we're celebrating that we lived. You know, Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel live. So many times they've tried to destroy us, they've tried to kill us, but we live. Hallelujah. And so I'm excited. Now, in just a little while, I'm going to share the interview with Deb Weiss. But in the meantime, we have time for some more music. Here's Sue Samuel.
let your enemies scatter. Enemies scatter. And those who hate you, Lord, may they just flee from before you. Flee from before you. Arise, arise, O Lord, and let your enemies scatter. Enemies scatter. And those who hate you, Lord, may they just flee from before you. Flee from before you.
Before I forget, I wanted to tell you about the March of Remembrance. It's going to be May 5th at Shemai Yisrael, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. We're having a service at 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then following, we will be doing a march. So I hope that you can join us. Again, that is May 5th, coming up in just a few months. The March of Remembrance, right at Shemai Yisrael, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. See you there, starting at 4:30.
Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Here's my interview with Deb Weiss. Deb Weiss, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to talk with you, and I'd love to know more about you. For example, were you raised in a traditional Jewish home?
So I was raised in a family where I know that my great-great-grandfather, I heard that he was Jewish, but so when I was raised in a house that I didn't know at the time, so it wasn't a traditional Jewish home.
Oh, okay. So were you raised with any kind of spirituality or faith at all?
Yeah, so my father was Seventh-day Adventist, and so was my mom. And my grandmother was Catholic, so I was raised having faith in Jesus Christ.
Okay. Was there a point in time where you made your own personal decision to follow Yeshua or Jesus, like apart from just your family's tradition?
Yeah, so I had this great relationship with Yeshua, but I wasn't sure where I wanted to be, you know, if I wanted to go to Catholic Church. I definitely did not want to go to Seventh-day Adventist Church because there are a lot of things there I didn't want to agree with. There were restrictions, you know, don't use jewelry and certain things. I was not sure I wanted to agree to that. But I never doubted my faith in my relationship with God and Jesus.
Wonderful. Excellent. So when did you become more interested in your Jewish roots?
Yeah, so this is very interesting because of my confusion, I didn't want to create confusion when I had kids. I didn't want to take them to different places and have them be confused like I was. But I wanted them to have a relationship with God and especially Jesus, right? So I talked to them about Jesus and God, and I also tried to go to different churches, but I couldn't decide on where to land. But my husband, he's from a Jewish family where his father was he wouldn't go to the synagogue, he was not practicing Judaism. So my husband was not going regularly to a synagogue or anything. But my son, so I have two kids. My daughter is almost 21 and my son is 18. And my son decided to read the Bible. And as he was reading and knowing about, you know, the Jewish ancestry, he asked if we were to go any place, you'd like to go to a Messianic Judaism synagogue. And that's what led me to start going to Beth Yeshua, the congregation I go in Philadelphia. And as soon as I walked in there, it felt like a home to me.
That's so exciting. But I have to ask, how did your son even know about Messianic Judaism?
Right. So as he started to read the Bible and the New Testament and the Old Testament, and he nowadays, because of, you know, the advantage of the internet, he started to search for different talks, and he actually ran into one, I think, video from one of the Messianic Judaism rabbis that were in the Messiah conference last July. And so he's the one who introduced me to Messianic Judaism.
That's wonderful. Now, Deb, how does the rest of your family feel about your involvement in Messianic Judaism?
So my son and I are really excited, and we go to the synagogue every Saturday. The first Friday, we went to the Messiah conference last year for the first time, and now we decided we want to go every year. My husband and my daughter are kind of more like, they want to stay where they are at. They're not that interested in going to the synagogue, or, you know, my husband has been there once in a while when there is a special event. He's getting more and more open to this, but he's not himself, you know, into going there regularly.
I see. Now, what about his belief in the Messiah? Has he come to realize that Yeshua is the Messiah yet?
Not yet.
Well, that's certainly worth praying for.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Absolutely. And what about your daughter?
She does believe. She's more of an agnostic. It's just that I don't think she's at the point she wants to invest in a relationship. You know, if she's in college and we invite her, she's living in the campus, and when she comes home, you know, if I invite her to go to the synagogue, she's like, well, I want to rest, you know, I want to sleep in. But the good thing is there's respect in our house, so my daughter and my husband respect that my son and I are cool, and that we are very strong in our faith.
Praise the Lord. Well, Deb, how would you say your life changed after committing yourself to the Lord and becoming involved in Messianic Judaism? Has your life changed?
Yes, it has changed for the better. It brought me closer to the scriptures because, you know, having being a believer, I was always exposed, but I was not spending as much time reading the scriptures. And the other thing that was very amazing to me was the Messianic Judaism dancing, the worship that includes dancing in the synagogue. I actually used to think, you know, is there a way I could express my gratitude or my, you know, laws in a way that I can also dance? Because if I go to a concert, you know, I feel excited, I want to move, and I didn't know I was allowed to dance to worship until I walked into this Messianic Judaism synagogue, and I felt, wow, like, this is a place that I could have dreamed of, you know, and I didn't know it existed.
Does that mean that you have become involved with the dancing?
Yeah, so I have started to learn some of the steps, and at the Messiah conference, I took some of the beginner classes, and I bought a DVD also, and At the synagogue, I try to be conservative. I only participate in the songs I know. Otherwise, I don't want to, you know, mess up the dance there. But at home, I have my quiet times when I can worship dancing, and I practice, you know, and there's such a wonderful feeling of connection that I had never experienced before.
Well, I have to say, I agree with you totally. And in my case, I'm a worship leader, and I have to wait until somebody else leads worship so that I can go join the dancers. But I know it's a blessing to God, and it sure feels good doing it too, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite Jewish holiday?
So far, the Sukkot.
Ah, wonderful. One of the fall feasts. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. So how else, besides dancing, and I'm sure because you're also a blessing to your family, how else would you say the Lord is using you today, Deb?
I think it's using me in a way to continue to study the scriptures and keep in mind that we never know everything. There's always something new to learn, even when you restudy the scriptures. And I can be a positive example to others in discovering something new and re-embrace the old and enhance my faith.
That is good. You know, a lot of people that I talk to have experienced hardships in their life, and their faith in the Lord has really helped them to endure. Has there ever been a time in your life when you really faced a hard time and your faith in Yeshua helped you through it?
Oh, yes. Yes, several times. Yes. 15 years ago, I had early stage of breast cancer.
Oh.
And my faith was, you know, what kept me motivated to know that everything was going to be okay, and I just needed to submit myself to the Lord's will, but I knew that everything would be okay.
Well, I'm glad you shared that. What would you say to someone who's listening to the program that's really just living in fear and anxiety and just kind of afraid to even get out of bed every day? What would you say to that person?
I would say that there's always a chance to establish a relationship with Yeshua. And even if you don't know how, if you seek him, you will find direction, you'll receive direction. But of course, you can always reach out to those, you know, who are around you that can give you some mentoring as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're probably a good example of living the word, not just preaching it, because when you are in a household with people that don't yet know the Lord, and, you know, what's going to win them to the Lord? It's not going to be, you know, you can't hit them on the head with the Bible, so to speak. But I'm sure that as the other members of your household see the changes in you and see the gentleness of Yeshua shine forth, you know, it's the love that pours out of you that little by little will draw them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've talked to other people in similar situations, like that we need to be patient and forgiving and also respectful, because we know that there is a time for everyone. So we shouldn't be putting ourselves in a position that we are better than they are because we have Yeshua. But we just have to put ourselves in a relationship of humility and say, I have this great relationship and I wish you had that too. But only that person and only Yeshua know the right time for them to, you know, establish that relationship.
Yes, the third chapter of Ecclesiastes comes to mind. There's a time for everything, right? God's perfect timing. Yeah. Wow. Well, as we draw to a close, I'm wondering, how would you like us to be praying for you or your family?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Any specific way you would like us to pray?
Just pray that we continue to grow stronger in our faith. And have harmony in relationship with each other, with respect. And I know that Yeshua will take care of, you know, us.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, it was so nice to hear your sweet story, and it's very encouraging and calming, and maybe someone listening really needed that extra bit of encouragement when they hear the program. So I want to thank you so much for being my guest, and I hope we can do this again sometime.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I'll say shalom for now, and we'll talk a little bit off air. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Again, that was my interview with Deb Weiss. And as I think about all the times the Jewish people have been attacked, I think of the scripture from Isaiah 54:17 that says, "No weapon formed against us will prosper." And so here's a great song from Joel Chernoff.
Though the nations rage against you, O Jerusalem, know this, that the Lord your God is with you. For does not the prophet Isaiah say, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper"? So I say unto you, fear not, O Jerusalem. Fear not, Tel Aviv. Fear not, Haifa and Tiberias. Fear not, sons of David. For the Lord your God is with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Thus says the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, thus saith the Lord. Rise up, all you sons of Jacob. Rise up, all you cities of Judah. Rise up, for the Lord your God is fighting for you. Stand up for the God of Israel. Stand up for the Son of God.
by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Rise up, all ye sons of Jacob. Rise up, all ye cities of Judah. Rise up, for the Lord your God is fighting for you. Stand up for the God of Israel. Stand up for the Son of David. Stand up for the King of Kings is standing with you. Yeah. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa.
The weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Have you not heard that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world? For the battle, he is the Lord. Fear not, sons of David, for the battle is the Lord. For it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Very powerful words, my friends, but you know, we're in spiritual warfare, so you have to know scripture. You have to fight off the enemy with scripture. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Wow. My goodness. Well, I'm so glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I want to share a gorgeous song now. Behold the Lord. He is my salvation, and I will trust, and I will not be afraid. This is Paul Wilbur. Behold the Lord.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? Behold the Lord.
Glory of our King. Behold the Lord God.
Again, that was Paul Wilbur, and that is a good reminder for all of us. You know, we are faced with daily struggles and things that can make us really fearful and anxious, and we must remember to focus on the Lord, trust in Him, and not be afraid. So I want to encourage you with those parting words, and if you have any Jewish friends or family, now you can talk to them about the holiday of Purim, and you can rejoice and be glad that He loves us. Here's Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmorech Yager Adonai Panav Alecha Vikunech Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.